and Steve, your day can only get bigger and better. And you can make your small business feel like a big business. See the specialists at the Optus Business Hub at Harvey Norman Bennett's Green.
Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up, Newcastle's best. Live and free, Triple M's.
How's everybody?
Jala.
What's wrong?
I don't know. You'll give me that smirk, how's everybody, that we're going to be honest, or we're going to come on. Great, thanks, T. How are you?
I'm okay.
No, you're not. You're tired and you're hungry.
I'm starving.
What is this lie we betray all the time, that we're happy? We're not. We're tired.
Do you know...
We're hungry.
If we were in a cartoon right now, I'd look across, you'd look like a succulent roast chicken with steam coming off you.
Well,
I'd look over there, right?
To most women, I do.
I'd look across at Risey. Yep. You've got the shape of a kebab today, Rise.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Yummy.
Yum.
And because I've actually got better now, the wind stopped, right? So I've stopped hallucinating. But what I see with Tanya, it's a beautiful holiday cocktail. And an alarm clock I'm just pressing. No one.
Perfect. You're turning it off.
So that's what we're dreaming of today.
Yes.
Yeah. She wants to eat me, and I want to turn her off. That's a bit too analytical, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you mean. Because you're fasting for a blood test,
aren't
you?
I am. Yeah. Fasting to have blood sucked out of every orifice.
Oh, easy. Oh,
well, no, I just mean...
Jesus Christ, sounds like they turn up with a yabby pump. You like Tanya? Oh, I'm Barry.
Here we go on the bed.
Oh, look.
Oh, I know.
It's awful. I don't know how people can just sit there. You were saying your son Oscar can just watch the blood drain out of his arm.
He actually had one yesterday, and he sat there on my knee and he literally watched it. I said, "You don't have to watch it." And he's like, "No, I'll watch it." He's tougher than me. He didn't even flinch.
Kids are tough.
They are tough.
Do you watch it?
Oh, God, no, I'm like you. Oh, God, no. And, you know, when you're diabetic, what's that? Every second day we'll get a blood test?
Yeah, exactly.
It's just ridiculous now. I don't think I've got much left, T.
No,
I don't think I've got much left. That's why I drink.
Yeah,
just,
I know.
Just
pop it up.
Pop it up a little bit. But I'm so much like you.
Yeah.
And I always tell the said nurse doing it at the time, I'm a chook.
Look, I go to the same place, the same pathology all the time.
Yep. Same.
And the girls know me.
Yes.
And when they see me sitting in the corridor, I have this apologetic look because they go, "Oh, no, here she is." Because it's like dealing with a two-year-old.
Oh. I had the best backhanded compliment last Thursday getting a blood test. And I'll show you why. I'm going to put my mask up. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm wearing my mask and my hat.
Yeah.
And the nurse is reading out my date of birth and everything. She looks at me and goes, "God, you look good for your age." "You can't see me."
So true.
I think she was trying to give me a compliment by calming me down. "Gee, you look good for your age." She could barely see my eyebrows. Anyway, what a lovely thought. She'd try and make me feel good before she sucks blood out of me.
Well, look.
My doctor doesn't, by the way, I don't have to fast for mine anymore because she gave up.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why I don't worry about them anymore.
Yeah.
Because she says you don't have to fast.
Well,
doctors just do it to torture you.
I think you do.
Some of the tests maybe.
No.
They
might
need you to do it.
No.
There,
oh, maybe just that's her first name. the girl I see.
It also means that when I buy you two coffee today, I only get two coffees. I can't.
You don't even buy yourself one.
No. I think that sucks. If I buy people coffee, you can't have one.
Oh, well, it's your day.
I know.
I can't argue with Arise. I can't argue. Normally,
hang
I would
on.
Have to.
Actually, it's Steve's day.
It's your day.
Not
you
today,
get
T.
Out of it.
Steve's day.
Not today, T. That would make me lucky, and I can't do that.
Yeah, because you only have to buy two today, Steve.
The world will fall off its axis. You're buying.
I'm so disappointed. I thought today was Wednesday.
Me too. Damn it, I wish it was Wednesday. Tanya and Steve, you guys from Triple M, we're away for a Tuesday.
Right now it's time for...
Rockin' Recorder Roosday.
Just in this moment, something just happened and realised I'm at the lowest point of my radio career.
It's
about to get lower. What was that?
I have a sense of deja vu.
Yeah, because we do this.
Well,
you know why?
5 minutes ago, we did this.
Yeah, we do this every Tuesday, and you love it so much you wanted to do it in Dubrow.
I know
exactly.
We'll just add ridiculous to the title of today, Ridiculous Rocking Recorder Roosday, because apparently Risey's had a sneak preview. I never do because I like to try and guess too.
Yep.
And she hasn't had a lot of practice today, have you, mate?
None at all.
Tanya plays a wonderful tune on the recorder. You guess what it is. You score the prize.
Wonderful is a very strong descriptive word.
But you've got to ring through.
That I would not apply to today.
1-3-3-5-3. And to be fair to Tanya and her recording playing, I don't know this song too well. Like...
Yeah, I don't
understand
that.
I don't know why. This song isn't super familiar with me.
Really?
Okay, yeah. I think the fair margin would be, do you think I'll get it, Tanya?
Yes, I do.
Ah, well.
I reckon you'll get it.
100%.
All right, okay.
and anyone that's ever learned the recorder?
Good morning. Good morning to you, Joan and Karen. I hope you enjoyed this segment.
You will have learned this song as well.
Okay.
It's a recorder favourite.
Did someone send that thing to you online the other day where some guy went on Australia's Got Talent, played through his nose?
It's incredible.
Well, it's, yeah. I mean, he does a very good job.
Yeah.
Not something I'd pay to see.
All right.
Wait.
No, do I?
Wait.
One of our favourites, Steve's on the line. He's ready to have a crack.
How are you?
Very today.
I'm with you. Hello, Steve.
G'day, Steve. How you going, buddy?
All right, mate. Listen to the dulcet and magnificent recorded tones of Tanya Wilkes. Here we go.
Okay, that was a false start, Steve. We're going to do it again.
It doesn't matter at this point, Steve, which Steve she's talking to either. Neither of us know what it is.
Know it.
Oh!
Not that part.
Tanya, I'm sorry, I have to stop you. John Lennon's turning in his grave.
You do know it,
Steve. Steve, do you know what it is?
Oh, I know it's the Beatles, Tanya, but... Oh, God. I just cannot think of the name of that song.
Oh, come on, Steve.
1-3-3-5-3. Quickly give us a call right now.
Yeah, I thought it was the name of a movie out last year, but it wasn't.
No.
It was another song of theirs.
Was that Yesterday the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said to Rossi, it's a movie, right?
John Lennon might have already given a clue there, gang.
Yeah. There you go. 1-3-3-5-3.
Phones are going crazy.
Phones have lit up. I'm sure someone knows this song.
Let's go, Dave.
Flick the phones there.
Hello, Dave.
No, he hasn't got him yet.
Oh, sorry.
There we go. Hello, Dave.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah, I do. Penny Lane.
Thank God. Who's going to make us hear it again?
After that false start, how good was that?
Yeah.
How good.
All right, what's he won, T?
He's won Muffin Break. You can share the Dignity Muffin. Available August 2nd. What does that mean? Don't know about that, but Risey probably does. But it's $100 you've got to spend at Muffin Break.
Thank you very much.
There you go, Dave. Now, you know, Dave, in this segment, we always say to Tanya, hey, take us out. No, actually, let me correct you. Correct myself. Risey always says to Tanya, take us out.
Well, can I just say, because I just mentioned it, $1 from every Share the Dignity muffin goes to Share the Dignity, which is a charity providing support to women and girls experiencing homeless, fleeing domestic violence, or doing it tough.
That's pretty good.
So good on you, Muffin Break.
Great cause. Beautiful.
And $100 you get to spend there, Dave.
Thanks.
Should we take us out with some Penny Lane?
Why not?
Generosity?
You ready, Steve?
What do you think?
No.
Oh, Dave. Oh, I'm sorry, Dave. As you well know, I'm a stickler for rules.
Away you go, T. Cop this, you bastards. Do you want to play a bit louder, do you?
Risey, Tanya, this has never happened to you, so I'm going to do a radio first.
What's that?
You're sacked from the band.
Oh, no!
You are now back on the front door.
Oh, no!
You're just selling tickets.
Can I be the conductor?
Gone!
Then? You may be wondering, what are the athletes doing in Tokyo? Because they're not allowed to go sightseeing.
Mm-hmm.
Once they're finished or they're leading up to their races, I can tell you what they're doing. They're all posting videos to TikTok about the toilets in Japan.
Not just athletes, mate.
I know.
Anyone.
Coaches, support staff.
No, I mean anyone ever.
Yeah.
Who goes to Japan, there will be a photo of the bidet.
Well,
or the electric seat going up and down or whatever.
That's it. Because we know the Japanese are masters of, you know, technological advances. Huntsman, and their toilets are the most high-tech on the planet.
Yeah.
So not only do you, they greet you, basically the lid opens, bit of a sensor, of course.
Yeah.
The lid opens, the toilet seats are heated, the water just comes out nice and warm, perfect temperature to wash your bot after you've done your do.
Yeah.
and then the hairdryer.
Hey, hang on. No, sorry, I've just woken up. I thought I was on Romper Room.
Yeah, wash your bot, yeah, exactly.
Would you want to wash your bot after you do?
And then
Mr.
there's
Doobie.
A hair dryer type situation that dries everything. So what that means is it's clean. There's no need to be touching buttons.
Mm.
Oh, wait, you can also get an app on your phone.
Oh, yeah.
So there is no touching anything in a Japanese toilet. Isn't that amazing?
I just went then. I wonder, though, they'll get to the point where, and which would be great news for all of us,
yeah,
they'll be able to analyse your doo-doo,
yep,
for medical purposes.
Ah, yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I think
seriously, it wouldn't surprise me.
Steve, I think that actually exists.
What? Unless that'll save me keeping it in the fridge.
Unless I've been watching Star Trek.
Probably.
But I think that exists.
Does it
somewhere,
really?
Or it's talked about. But that's not...
Not far off?
That's not far off.
Probably.
I'm sure it's happening.
Have you guys ever used a bidet? Because I have...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You went hard.
Risey.
Because they're
Risey.
Fun.
Risey, what a ridiculous question to ask Tanya and Steve.
Yeah.
You should have just said, Tanya, have you?
Yeah.
I don't stay in hotels that have them. Okay?
No, but you've been to
what
Europe.
What about Bali?
A lot of European
I
hotels
I used the bum hose
them.
Happily in Bali.
Yeah.
I used the bum hose.
No, I just like the warm air.
I have had that crack.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't the water splash everywhere all over your pants and stuff like that? Or does
what are you wearing pants on the toilet for, mate?
No, but they're around your knee, around like your ankles.
Yeah.
Does it not, like, no splash back?
Do you know, this is the honest truth. When I first encountered a bidet, I was about 21. It was my first time in Europe. I thought it was for feet. I actually put my feet in. Think about it. We didn't have social media. I didn't know how to use one, so I cleaned my feet in them.
You know what? You know what, Terry? I am thinking about it. And there's nothing that can make me feel that that was a correct thing to do or why you thought
no,
like that.
Exactly.
Because I know it's got all the fancy gear.
It does.
It still looks like a toilet.
Thank God you didn't say used as a bubbler.
They do look like a bubbler.
I think that's where you were heading.
No.
And I am glad that you just put your feet in.
I did. I washed my feet in it.
Okay, good. Because I thought, like, Risey, please, no.
Don't drink it.
I know, it's all bubbler.
No, but you think about it. Like, we know they exist these days.
Yeah.
And you just have a quick Google and you go, oh, yeah, that's for other bits.
I'm
but back in the day, I thought it was for
things. Yeah, you wouldn't have known what they were for.
No idea.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, I think mine, like, as you said, I think when I first went for the kids in the Netherlands was the first one. Most of their hotels have them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they're, like, two-star. You don't have to go much beyond two-star to get a bidet in Europe.
Yeah, well, you would know. You've never stayed two-star. <aren't you? laughs> No, but you're right.
Absolutely.
They're quite common, aren't they?
Yeah.
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 I'm still concerned that Risey goes to the toilet with his pants around his ankles. And let me tell you, it gets really embarrassing at the work urinal.
Hey, Steve!
Hello, Ryan.
We all know that good old JR has his own signature catchphrases.
Get amongst it.
Right. JR from downtown.
JR Spillum's Ball. JR Spillum's Ball.
When you watch those big races at the Olympics, who do you feel more nervous for? Is it the athletes? Is it the families watching? Perhaps in Dean Boxall's case, the coach? Will he blow a heart valve during this thing? Who do you reckon does it tougher in terms of the nerves? Like, Ariane Titmus won gold yesterday, but on the Olympic coverage, I think Robin and Steve Titmus went through the ringer just as much if you saw the footage of them. So spare a thought for Richard Fox, who has to call the K1 women's slalom this afternoon on Channel 7 with his daughter, Jess Fox, in the race, going for gold. Now, Richard is very composed and methodical in his commentary. He's very polished. There's an English clip in the voice. He's the very model of composure on the microphone. But if Jess wins gold, we could have Dean Boxall 2.0, the audio version, this Arvo. Because Richard is a former world champion. Jess has won silver and bronze before in this event.
She's a better athlete than her dad and her mum, just quietly.
But never got the gold. But the Foxes, the whole family, as you say, mum and dad, even the sister, they're all world-class paddlers.
Yeah.
If she wins, it'd be like canoeing Christmas.
Yeah.
So to call that race will be tremendously difficult for him to keep it together. I mean, Tanya, you're a broadcasting professional with an amazing array of skills and discipline under your belt. But Steve, if she called one of Lorcan's races live,
oh, don't.
You'd need the beep button. That would have smoke coming off it.
Imagine how embarrassed I'd be that I got fired and I didn't do anything.
Impartiality would be out the window. Oh. Like, it's not professional to want the guy in front of your son to trip over the pavement or break a leg. I'd listen, but I'm not sure I'd let the kids tune in. There'd be things said that you couldn't unhear. So good luck, Richard, with one of the toughest gigs going around this afternoon. About 5:40 this evening, you could hear him going off his rocker.
You know, JR's right. Richard has got this very fine clip. You could actually listen to him read the phone book. He's got one of those beautiful English-type voices. But I hope he does a Dean Boxall this afternoon. I'd love to see him lose it, because Jess will win. Let's be confident.
I just have visions of Tanya calling a law craze like that, and me, and all you'd hear, like, you're going off your brain, dropping every bomb in the world, and just me in the background going, oh, my, oh, cool, there you have it. Oh, well, goodness. Go Lork.
What time can we hear this?
So, yeah, the semi-final runs start at 3 o'clock.
Right.
And then we expect Jess will make it through to the final, and that's from about 5:15.
Awesome.
That starts.
Ooh, oh, how do you do? Now. Hey, you know what amazed me about a triathlon yesterday, apart from the ridiculous start with the boat in the way? Mm. The temperature of the water.
30 degrees in the temperature
that's
of the
spa.
Open. I know. I know our Aussie triathletes, before they left for Australia, were heading up to Brisbane because they do have a really hot pool up there where they were trying to emulate the conditions.
Right. That's pretty clever.
But then you go from that extreme yesterday to another extreme today. We've just been watching a bit of the women's triathlon on our 7 Plus app, and it's torrential rain. Mm. So you've got to be prepared, don't you, for all kind of circumstances.
Ooh, yeah, definitely.
But we thought we'd find out a little bit more. We spoke to this bloke last week, very jealous, because Matt Carmichael, Channel 7 sports reporter, is live in Tokyo. Hi, Matt.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Very well.
Forgot to ask you last time, Matt, had you been to Tokyo before?
No, this is my first time in Japan, actually, so it's an interesting way to do it. It's just to add to the experience from the edge of a typhoon this morning.
That's what I'm... Yeah, as I was saying, it's...
5 magnitude... little earthquake this morning as well, so we're just getting the full experience.
Wow. Right?
What? Tell us, we hadn't heard that one. So you've had an earthquake. What time?
Yeah, just a small one. Barrett's reported it when he was doing his first cross just off Fukushima. There was a 4.5 about an hour and a half ago or something or so. So, yeah, we're just experiencing Japan today.
Yeah, keep your eye on Barrett's, Matt. You know what he's like. He'll push you in the crack and run for himself.
We've found cover. He was outside, so he's been crazy today.
Hey, look, it's been, apart from the winds and everything like that, there's been some really great characters and lots of great footage coming out of the games, isn't there?
Particularly Dean Boxall. That has just gone viral, Matt.
Our favourite local that we've met so far, we attempted an interview with the young girl who was there. She was working as like a steward, and Dean had gone crazy. So the girl in the blue shirt just trying to stop him and trying to hold him back. She sort of got out of his way, which was a smart thing to do. But she said, she's told us, she flexed her muscles, and she said if he ever tries to come through there again, she's stopping him next time. So she was an absolute legend.
I hope she didn't get in trouble.
No. Dean's just got a little rap over the knuckles from the IOC, ripping off the mask and going through.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it was worth it.
Worth
every knuckle wrap ever.
Well, look, that's our...
Oh, absolutely.
That's been our fave moment so far. Is there anything else that you can quickly tell us about that we haven't seen?
I think that there was the best. I heard... I'm struggling to remember the sport. There was an Argentinian couple. The athlete is the female and the coach is the male. And live on air after she's won, the coach has proposed to her and she said yes.
Oh.
And that followed it. He tried the same thing 10 years ago and she said no. So it pays off.
Geez, I tell you what, I love his persistence.
Spirit there, isn't it?
Just I love it.
Yeah. And she did win, is that right? Then he proposed? Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah, I think I... Yeah.
He obviously needed to get a focus on the question. Yeah.
So, Matt, what are you looking forward to today?
Kayleigh McEwen in the pool. I think that's a huge one. Obviously, she's got a pretty touching story. She lost her dad to brain cancer last year, and his dream was to see his daughter swim at the Olympics. And had it been last year on time, he would have actually got to see it.
Oh.
And she's swimming for him. She's swimming for him today, going for gold. Huge, huge one, that one. And, yeah. And Jess Fox, one of my absolute favourite people. She's up for her first attempt at a medal later on. It'd be right around 6 o'clock, just before 6 o'clock tonight, I think, in Sydney time. So, Jess, she's an absolute legend.
Well, we were talking about Jess and the fact that her dad will be doing a bit of commentary for someone, and we're hoping that he does a Dean Boxall if she gets gold.
He's calling it for seven. So, Richard's he's a great man. He's a paddler himself. So, it'll be an interesting experience watching his daughter from the commentary box today and hoping she wins a gold medal.
All right, mate. Well, you enjoy, and thanks for taking the time. We know you're busy there and coming across with us and that, and we did love hearing that proposal story.
I know.
Another little thing that we didn't see.
And, Matt, got to say, we talked about this earlier, but the 7 Plus app, of course you can get live and free on 7, but the 7 Plus, to be able to take the Olympics and every event in your pocket with you this year, full credit to you guys because I'm loving it.
Oh, it's awesome, isn't it? They've done an amazing job to make it happen. You just get to choose whatever you want. Cutting in and out of events. So it's the best way, isn't it?
It's awesome. I love it.
All right, Matt. You enjoy. We'll talk to you again, huh?
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for any time, guys.
Good man.
There's Matt Carmichael. Well, we got a lot out of that. They've had an earthquake.
Yep.
There's a typhoon happening. A proposal.
And I found out the proposal was from a fencer, and they've been dating 17 years. An Argentinian fencer.
And he finally got the girl to say yes.
17 years.
I mean, it's a common known fact that Argentinian fencing coaches are very persistent people.
It's Tanya and Steve.
I'm going to ask. Do you actually, now that we're loving Boxall, right? We're loving it.
Yeah.
Do you think he may have taken the focus off the winner?
Possibly. Who won? Well,
Ariane Titmuss. She gets another crack today, so be watching Dean Boxall.
She'll give him
200?
No.
Yeah,
no,
the 200.
Shouldn't we be watching the person winning the race? She'll be saying to him, you sit down.
Newcastle's 102.9 Triple M. It's 8:27. This is Tanya and Steve. You can win a holiday with us, a staycation very soon with Tanya and Steve. We'll do that in the next 15 minutes.
Welcome to our new segment, What's It Like Being Married to a Doctor?
Well, some would say that it has its benefits, I'm sure. You know, someone at the ready in a nice little nurse get up, even though she's a doctor, taking your temperature whenever you're feeling down.
That does create a very nice picture in my head, one
doesn't
that I've
happen.
Never seen in reality. But, yeah, it does. Yeah, that would be nice.
The other great thing is, you know, you'll be able to get referrals for things, Risey, because, you know, your wife will be able to diagnose or, you know, refer you on to things like that, therefore saving that visit we have to
100%.
Do. 100%. That must be wonderful, mate.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
Huh?
Tell everybody what happened yesterday.
I'll tell you guys this morning. I got a phone call yesterday. I wasn't quite home from work. I was in the car and I got a phone call. I answered it. Hello. Is this Ryan Stewart? I'm like, yes, this is Ryan Stewart. I'm Alison, the receptionist for Dr.
Da-da-da.
Blah. I'm like, oh, okay, hello. How you going? What's this about? She's like, oh, just booking in your first appointment, your initial consultation with Dr. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, excellent. That's good news. And she's going through all the dates. I'm like, just quickly, what does Dr. Blah, Blah, Blah specialise in?
Is this like a by the by?
Yeah, by the way.
You didn't recognise the name. You had no idea what you were being booked in for.
I had no idea at all.
Right.
I'm like, what is he a doctor of? He specialises in vasectomies.
So Lucy decided that you are getting a vasectomy and she's booked you in and you're just finding out on the phone.
Correct. With Alison, the lovely receptionist, because then I was like, oh, okay, excellent. I'm like, oh, this might have been a bit of a miscommunication. My wife might have passed this information on to me.
Quite frankly, I think Lucy's got a lot of nerve.
Great.
No. Not the. It's like 2 kids ago. He wanted it.
Exactly.
Now she's calling it.
And then I was like, oh, don't get me wrong. I'm keen. It's just I might not have known this information prior to your phone call. I'll see you on August 25.
Was she surprised?
She was laughing. She was like,
tell me when the phone rang that you weren't episode 7 of Dr. Death.
No, but I've just finished it, so thanks for getting that in my head.
It's just a little simple day surgery. You'd be fine, mate. You'd be fine.
Oh, and, you know, I offered to do it for free.
You did.
And you're going to all this trouble and expense.
Yeah, you did a couple of times.
You crazy thing.
Your rusty knife is not,
hey, not very appealing. No. Promise to use Evie's good scissors.
Yeah. Mum's got shearing scissors.
No, thank you.
Okay.
I'll go to Dr. Blah, Blah, Blah. I figured out he's a specialist in vasectomies.